You're listening to SBS News.
Shebeshi Tafereddesta and three others were some of the first Australians to return to Australia after fleeing an intensifying conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region. They escaped the conflict zone in Mekelle during the middle of the night with the help of a United Nations convoy. He is currently undertaking 2 weeks quarantine in a Brisbane hotel.
She didn't feel safe at all because it was nighttime. We didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know what's happening at all. So definitely my eyes, most of my time was outside through my windows looking around.
The father of two from Perth came to Australia in December 1998 as a refugee under political asylum. Before fleeing, Mr. Desta says he witnessed an airstrike launched on a residential area.
I could hear the gunfire, artillery fires, but I saw the bombing with my eyes. It was an air attack. I can tell you the numbers. There were four bombs. I did count them. It just got bombed in one place, which is a civilian area. You got a stadium and there is a church.
Initially stranded in Addis Ababa when the coronavirus pandemic hit, Mr. Desta soon learned his mother was very ill, so he travelled to Tigray. She died on the day he completed his mandatory 14-day quarantine. He remained in the province to help with traditional funeral arrangements, but last month, like millions of other Tigrayans, he became helplessly trapped amid a violent military offensive launched by the central government.
Very scared, especially, you know, worrying about my kids as well here. When they hear these sort of things, which there was no way to communicate them, to tell them I was okay. I was worried and I was scared as well with, MiG fighters were bombing the city.
It has been confirmed that Ethiopian federal troops shot at and detained United Nations workers. Stefan Dujarric, spokesman for the United Nations Secretary General, says workers are not getting appropriate access to provide humanitarian support.
These are alarming reports, and we are engaging at the highest level with the federal government to express our concerns and avoid any such incidents in the future. The dire shortage of food, water, fuel, cash in Tigray region is seriously affecting people, including humanitarian workers. Our colleagues have raised concern regarding the lack of essential medical supplies, which is hampering healthcare workers' ability to support the population and disrupt critical services, including for women who are pregnant or giving birth. Are we getting unfettered, clear humanitarian access at this point? No.
Around 50,000 civilians have fled the region to neighbouring Sudan since conflict began 5 weeks ago. Both sides have been accused of war crimes. Dr. E.L. Mayroz from the University of Sydney is an expert on international responses to genocide and other mass atrocities. He says more international pressure needs to be applied to prevent further bloodshed.
So I think the African Union needs to play a strong a role there, but there needs to be a strong backing and pressure from the EU, from the US and from the UN. We need to be vigilant and continue to observe what is taking place and not let these issues just subside and fall under the radar.
Tigray remains cut off from the rest of the world amid a weeks-long communications blackout and restricted access. A representative from Australia's Tigrayan community says they have a list of more than 80 Australian citizens and residents whose whereabouts are unknown. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.